Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
Hey, good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010. If you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, we are here for you and we love hearing from you. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be talking to Dr. Stephen Sinatra at the bottom of the hour. I am a huge fan of Dr. Sinatra's, as you may know. We've had him on the program before. Dr. Sinatra is one of the early proponents of what's called metabolic medicine, the idea that health and wellness and disease is the end result of metabolic issues, that is energy issues, that is biochemical issues, that is processing issues. He's about taking care of the body at the core, that is how the body and how the cells produce energy. That's what metabolic medicine is all about. We'll talk to Dr. Sinatra, author of numerous books, especially about cardiovascular health. Today we're going to talk about allergy season and heart disease, allergies and heart disease, with Dr. Stephen Sinatra at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend and the ones I've recommended for many years and the ones I've taken for many years, going now on 23 years that I've been using Youngevity products and been part of the Youngevity family, since 1998, since the company began, I started along with the company, maybe about a year after. In any case, if you want to purchase Youngevity products or if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase products off the website. You can also start a business off the website by clicking on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. If you're an entrepreneur or if you like the nutrition business or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, if you'd like to speak to a real person, if you want to order products, or if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team and you want to talk to somebody, call 866-735-2470, or just head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number on the Bright Side. We've got Dr. Stephen Sinatra coming up at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in our next segment. So we've been talking skin health. I have been studying the skin since the early 1980s, since 1982 when I started working for the Blistex Corporation as a pharmacy school intern, a pharmacy school student, and I've learned a lot about the skin in 40 years. One of the biggest problems people have with their skin, especially as they get older, is melasma or hyper pigmentation, hyperpigmentation, or melasma, like all skin issues, is always indicative of something that's going on inside the body. This is so important when it comes to skin health. We all want to treat the skin topically. We all want to treat the illness, whatever, wherever it is, we always want to treat the illness where we see it or where we perceive it. If we have a heart problem, we want to work on the heart. If we have a liver problem, we want to work on the liver. If we have a nerve problem, neuropathy or Parkinson's disease, we want to work on the nerves. That's not how the body works, though. Where we see the illness, this is a principle of health. This is a major principle of health and wellness. Where we see the body break down is not where we need to address the problem. That's symptomatic medicine. That's not whole healing medicine. Healing medicine always backtracks. Healing medicine is always forensic. Just like when there's a crime. When there's a crime, you don't treat the crime, you treat the criminal. You got to find out where the perpetrator is. The symptom is not the perpetrator. The symptom is the crime. The perpetrator requires forensic understanding. You got to work backwards. When it comes to the skin, you're going to have, most of the time, an immune problem. And when you have an immune problem, you're going to have a digestive problem most of the time. I don't know very many skin problems that aren't related to immunity and digestion. And hyperpigmentation is the same thing. Melasma is the same thing. If you've got a hyperpigmentation problem, your melanin is unstable. Your pigment is unstable. When your pigment is unstable, that usually involves an inflammatory condition. There's inflammation around the pigmentation system. When you have inflammation in the skin, you most often have some kind of blood problem. When you have a blood problem that's associated with the skin, you're looking at hormones, and you're looking at how the body processes hormones, and if you go backwards one more step, you're going to find a digestive issue. It's true about all skin issues. Now, I'm going to talk to you about how you deal with melasma from an internal perspective. Nonetheless, there are lots of strategies that can symptomatically address the problem. When it comes to the skin, sometimes we want to work symptomatically just because of, just for appearance reasons. Melasma, hyperpigmentation doesn't look good. I don't personally think it's a problem, but to people who are suffering from it, it doesn't look good. So you want to address it topically. You're not going to cure the problem topically. You're not going to cure the problem topically, but you can do some symptomatic things. You can lighten the skin temporarily symptomatically. The major strategy for symptomatically lightening the skin is to utilize a class of chemicals called tyrosinase inhibitors. Tyrosinase inhibition is one of the most important strategies, probably the most important formulation strategy that medicinal and cosmetic chemists will use to lighten the skin. Tyrosinase. Don't be put off by that big word. Ace, A-S-E at the end of a word, always means an enzyme. Tyrosinase is an enzyme that works with tyrosine. Tyrosinase inhibitors are inhibitors of that enzyme that works with tyrosine. Always important to break down the words in biochemistry. Tyrosinase is an enzyme that works on tyrosine. Inhibiting that enzyme blocks the actions of tyrosinase. Simple as that. Tyrosinase is an enzyme that works on tyrosine. Inhibiting the tyrosinase enzyme blocks that activity. So what is a tyrosinase? What is tyrosinase? Well, tyrosine is an amino acid. It's not an essential amino acid. Your body can make it, but it's very, very important. Tyrosine, like most amino acids, is a building block. It's a building block for peptides, that is proteins. And it's especially important for nerve chemicals, like dopamine and adrenaline and thyroid hormone. Tyrosine itself can have stimulating effects. If you're trying to quit caffeine, using tyrosine supplementally can be very helpful. Tyrosine is like a natural speed. And there's some relationships between amphetamines and tyrosine. Tyrosine is like a natural. It's not exactly like amphetamine, but there's a relationship. Also, because it's a building block, tyrosine supplementally can support the synthesis, the production of various brain chemicals. It can support the production of dopamine. So if you have Parkinson's disease, or you know somebody has Parkinson's disease, you may benefit from tyrosine supplementation. Parkinson's disease involves the hormone, the neurochemical dopamine, and tyrosine's a precursor. So if you know somebody who has Parkinson's, get them on 100 milligrams of tyrosine every day. It's a natural amino acid, it's completely non-toxic, and like all nutritional supplements, you'll get multiple benefits. All right, And Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. Dr. Steven Sinatra coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next segment.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll continue talking about tyrosine and tyrosinase inhibition tomorrow on our next Bright Side episode. And in the coming days, we'll be talking about tyrosine and how you use tyrosine, one of my all-time favorite amino acid supplements. Steven Sinatra is with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about allergies and heart disease. The phones are lit up, so we're going to go to some calls early. Let's take, Rob in Ontario, my buddy Rob. Thank you for everything you're doing, Rob. I appreciate you very much.
How are you doing today?
Welcome
to Dr. Sinatra to this show. I'm very interested to hear what he has to say. First of all, I'd like to let you know we're witnessing political suicide in Ontario, Canada right now.
I know you got lockdowns. I was talking to my friend in Ontario. You're all locked in your house?
The third one, they're trying to stick police on us. Police are refusing to stop cars in that respect and that. But this government...
Hang on, Rob. Are you saying that they're stopping you in your car? They're supposed to be stopping you in your cars?
Oh, they put out orders for police to do that. The police are ignoring these orders for the large part. Thank God for that.
Wow. That's crazy.
But this government is pouring billions and billions of dollars into our fake healthcare system.
Why do people put up with it, Rob? Why are Canadians putting up with this?
I'm not no more. This is why I'm a longevity distributor now. We're making a change. We have to do it. So here's the question I have for you. I've set up a new natural health Instagram channel.
Nice.
I'm putting out new definitions now. I'm revisiting all these definitions. For instance, health is the explicit domain of the body, while healthcare is the business.
So let's explore some definitions here.
I'd like your opinions on definitions as well, too. What's your definition of health, healthcare, and medical? Should we, as the natural advocates, abandon these and really look at our own? For instance, conventional medicine is natural medicine. It's not the drug-based medicine of the medical model. So I definitely want your opinion of that.
I got a whole bunch of calls I want to get to. And why don't you call tomorrow? I'm going to give you you got so many good things to say. I'm going to give you a lot of time tomorrow. Can you call back tomorrow? Because I got a bunch of calls I want to get to now. So if you call back tomorrow, in the meantime, let me tell you what I think about medicine. Medicine is for should be relegated to emergencies, not to life management. You know, it's been said nature abhors a vacuum, power abhors a vacuum too. And when we abdicate power over ourselves, corporations will take over. And that's what medicine has become. It's become a corporatized attempt to fill a vacuum that is being left by people abdicating responsibility for their own lives. Medicine serves a purpose for emergencies and life-threatening issues, like when you get hit by a car. That's perfect. Or you break your leg, or some kind of trauma happens. That's what medicine should be for. Other than that, we have to learn as people to manage our own lives. But you got so many good things to say, Rob, and I hate to rush you. Please give a call tomorrow, buddy. That'd be great, and I'll give you a lot of airtime, okay?
I'll definitely do that, okay? And a special note to Ivor Cummings. Ivor, we're getting you on the show. We just need a specific date for you, so let's work on that then. Okay.
Thank you so much, Rob. God bless you, my friend.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Take care, bro. All right, let's go to my friend Kevin, who is also doing wonderful work for health on the bright side. Kevin, I appreciate you very much. Kevin in Moscow. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, buddy. We got the problem with the medical misinformation again. The website is closed down.
Which website? Which website, Kevin?
The YouTube.
Our YouTube channel. Yeah. They closed us down? They totally shut us down?
They closed it down for I don't know how long. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the URL to a new Rumble.com website I set up this morning.
Okay, good. So we'll be on Rumble.
We'll be on Rumble. And in time, you know, there's thousands of videos that I put up. It's going to be really impossible to put it back up.
Are those thousands of videos closed down too?
No, they're still open.
Okay.
But they're playing a game that anybody that says, you know, what you said two shows ago on Monday, you mentioned any of those forbidden words.
So if you just mention the V word, get shut down. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Brand New Tube is good, too. Have you checked into Brand New Tube? I've been looking at that one.
I didn't check that out. There's a lot of different ones, but some of them are not so easy to access. So let's tell everybody for the Brightside Rebroadcast, Look at the last one. That's from last Friday, okay, April 23rd. Look at it every day. I will put the URL for the last one. Like, today's will go on today, but it'll be on the last one available for people to see.
Well, hopefully they'll catch it. Eventually they will. That's just the way of the world, I guess. You know, if it, censorship is one of the most awful things that you can do to a society is censor information. But unfortunately, that's just the world we live in. And thank you so much for doing all this. I know it's a pain in the butt, Kevin, but we all appreciate it. I appreciate it. I know our listeners appreciate it as well.
All right, Kevin.
Yeah, will you get a hold of me and we'll do a Skype call, me and you, okay?
Yeah. We need to do that quickly.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you so much, Kevin. I appreciate it. Take care. I want to get a couple more calls in, buddy. Okay?
Yep. Bye.
Okay. Take care, Kevin. Thank you. Lydia, where have you been, young lady? Lydia in Ohio. Where you been?
It's been a while. I've been around. I know you're short of time, so I just want to get to the point.
Yes.
I appreciate you. I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you. You do need to hear that. I want you
Thank
to know.
Thank you. I appreciate you as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. I just want to know about vitamin D real quick. I want to know, is it okay to get sun now? I mean, not okay. Is it worth my
it's
time to be in the sun?
Oh, my God.
No,
yes.
Like, someone told me that it only the summer is when you can get vitamin D.
No. The summer, the angle of the sun is very important, and the angle of the sun in the summertime is the best for getting vitamin D. But that doesn't mean you're not going to get it. You're not going to get exposure to ultraviolet radiation that's going to stimulate the production of vitamin D all year round. But yes, it's true. Summer, especially if you're in Ohio, I think you're in Ohio, right? In Ohio, in the wintertime, that angle is not ideal for the production of vitamin D, the angle of the sun. Right. But you're still going to get some. Summertime's the best between maybe 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. That's the premium sun vitamin D activation period between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. in the middle of the summertime, which is when they tell you to stay out of the sun, of course. But that's when you get that's the ideal time to get to produce vitamin D from the sun. Absolutely. And wintertime, you'll still get some, though. All right?
Okay, that's what I want. And I'll call you back. I have lots of things to talk about.
Yeah, call me back. Stay in touch. Yeah, call me back. I love hearing from you. Thanks. Spencer, my friend, you get the last word here before we got Dr. Sinatra coming up. What's going on, Spencer?
Hi, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Well, I won't say the word because of censorship.
Don't say the word, yeah.
I'll call it the job. People that have gotten the jab, being able to transmit the spike proteins to people that haven't gotten it. I wanted to hear your thoughts about that.
That's a great point. There is some literature. There are some folks who are suggesting that they are able to transmit, and there are also folks who are saying, how long is your body supposed to make this silly spike protein? You know, once you change your genetics, are you making the spike protein the rest of your life? Hey, I'm out of time, Spencer. Good points, though. If you can call back tomorrow, we can address this further. Steven Sinatra coming up next.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is accused of telling Iran about Israeli operations, and now there are demands for him to be investigated and resign over allegedly telling America's secrets to an adversary. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee on Fox News leads the call to remove Kerry.
This is something that deserves a Senate investigation. If it is indeed proven to be accurate, then John Kerry should seriously consider resignation. What really worries me a good bit is how you could see these despotic regimes emboldened to push back on the United States.
Kerry denies the allegations. Politics and award shows don't sit well with Americans. Sunday night's Oscars audience dropped to an all-time low on ABC, down 60% from a year ago. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Health officials are sounding the alarm over Americans getting their first COVID-19 shot and not returning for the second COVID-19 follow-up shot. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Nearly 30% of Americans have been fully vaccinated, but the CDC says more than 5 million Americans have gotten their first shot and missed the second. The latest data shows that about 140 million people, more than 42% of all Americans, have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. Dr. Richard Besser says that the rising number of people missing the second shot is worrisome. The former acting director of the CDC tells CNN that the second dose is needed as additional protection against variants of the virus.
Early vaccine recipients had a much higher completion rate for their second dose. And the reason it's concerning is that we know that with the first dose, you get a pretty good level of those protective factors, the antibodies. But with that second dose, the level goes up. And the belief is that with the second dose, you're going to get a much longer lasting protection. So getting that first dose is great, but coming back for that second dose is really important, especially as we have variants that are traveling around.
Both the Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna vaccines require two doses to offer the full benefit. In an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal, the former head of the Food and Drug Administration said the United States should lean more aggressively to lift coronavirus restrictions. Dr. Scott Gottlieb said the decline in new cases is locked in at this point, and he does not expect another surge. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find the longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. You'll also find blog posts, news stories, videos, lots of good health information, interviews, lots of really good health information that came out of my head, basically, in addition to my clinical experience and my research. Brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off the website as well. Sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, including melasma and hyperpigmentation and acne and eczema and psoriasis, dry skin, anti-aging. What I discovered is health is beauty and healing is beauty. And if your topical skincare products don't heal the skin, they're not beauty products either. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products, just 100% active and functional ingredients. Thus, our 1,800-plus 4- and 5-star reviews, which you can find at TruthReviewed.com, TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com for our Truth Skin Health products, and TruthReviewed.com for our 1,800-plus 4- and 5-star reviews. All right, I am super excited to talk to our guest today. Dr. Stephen Sinatra is someone whose work I have been following for many, many years. He's taught me so much about metabolic medicine, how the body is a metabolic system, and when we're sick metabolically. He's the author of numerous books, Metabolic Cardiology, Reverse Heart Disease Now, Earthing, which I hopefully will get a chance to talk about earthing, Sugar Shock. I mean, there's tons of books, super prolific, and a really great guy as well. Please welcome to the bright side, Dr. Stephen Sinatra. Hey, Dr. Sinatra.
Hey, Ben. Thanks so much for a really nice introduction. That was really sweet.
You are one of my great mentors, and I've learned so much from your work. And you're the first guy where I really got, who taught me about metabolic medicine and really got the idea that it's about the metabolism. It's about the biochemistry of the body, not the symptoms, not the signs of the disease, but the metabolism, how we produce energy. And of course, you're a cardiologist, so that makes perfect sense because the heart is so energy intense. But now you're talking, your topic today is about allergies. What exactly is the relationship between allergies and heart disease?
Well, allergies can induce severe inflammation. I mean, that was my problem when I was living in New England, especially during April, May, and June. I'll tell you, Ben, I was so devastated by allergies. You know, first it was runny nose, itchy eyes, but then when I developed extrinsic asthma, that was kind of scary. Yeah. I ended up seeing pulmonologists, infectious disease specialists, I mean, you name it, internists, and I went on all sorts of therapies, from antibiotics to corticosteroids to bronchodilators. One after another, and I realized I needed to just get out of the pollen environment. So that's why I ended up moving to Florida over a dozen years ago, and I spend at least 6 months a year down here because I'm out of the pollen, which is really a good thing.
What is that? How does that relate to heart disease, though?
Well, what it does is it sets up an inflammatory response. Now, you know, 10 to 15 years ago, we used to think heart disease had to do with, let's say, cholesterol and you know, trans fats and inflammation. But now the real inflammatory components have really come through. So if you have inflammation from any cause, for example, if you're a diabetic and you have too much insulin or you have surging insulin levels going up and down, it causes endothelial cell dysfunction. However, if you have inflammation from any cause, bacteria, virus, pollen allergies, et cetera, it sets up what we call inflammatory cytokines, where the body is sort of in combat with itself over time, and that in itself can set up the stage for what I said before, endothelial cell dysfunction, almost like a diabetic, and then over time you can develop, you know, inflammation of blood vessels, and all of a sudden you have plaque in your blood vessels, and it's a problem. So as a heart specialist, I realized the connection to inflammatory mediators and coronary artery disease, and that's one of the reasons why I just had to leave the area.
Would you say that whole allergy component can be related to things like arthritis and autoimmunity and pretty much anything?
Yeah, basically. In other words, you know, whatever the target organism organ is, like right now, chronic fatigue syndrome is on our radar consistently. And again, I mean, that can be due to so many different causes. But if you look at black mold, if you look at Lyme disease, if you look at insidious electromagnetic forces like EMF, I mean, all these things can affect the immune system. And it's important going forward that our immune system today is on hyper alert. And the problem is now we have these killer-like viruses in the environment, so it makes it a lot worse as well.
How about food allergies? Same idea?
Yeah, same idea. Food allergies are bad. I mean, we've all heard horror stories with peanut allergies. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember I was on a plane once about 10 or 15 years ago, and somebody developed a peanut allergy. They were handing out peanuts.
Wow.
There was a doctor on board, and that person was in tough shape. I mean, really tough shape. Had almost status on the plane, and you know, I had to administer epinephrine. So, I mean, you know, it's a problem, and I think food allergies are getting worse and worse because of not only the GMOs in the environment, but all the heavy metals in the environment, the petrochemicals, insecticides, pesticides, et cetera, et cetera. That's why a lot of people need to eat really clean food going forward.
Do you think immune load is becoming more and more of a problem, especially when it comes to our susceptibility to viruses and infections and bacterial infections?
Yeah, I think that the more stress on our immune system, the worse it is. And I think once the immune system is on hyper alert and we're prone to a cytokine storm, in other words, we're releasing inflammatory mediators like NF-kappa-B, interleukin-6. You know, everybody's familiar with C-reactive protein, for example. But these are inflammatory mediators, and when we do have these killer viruses that are emerging, that's the basis for the cytokine storm, where the body literally develops hemorrhage into smaller blood vessels. We call it endothelial cell dysfunction. And I'll tell you, being a CoQ10 guy for years, for decades, you know, one of the best things about coenzyme Q10, not only does it help to combat or neutralize the inflammatory mediators like interleukin-6 or C-reactive protein of NF-kappa-B, it has a nice impact on preventing endothelial cell dysfunction, which is really one of the hallmarks of these killer viruses.
What do you think of the strategy of intentionally inducing an inflammatory response for protection, if you know what I'm talking about here? I'm not allowed to say the word. I'll get censored. But, you know, there's a medical strategy of intentionally inducing an immune or inflammatory response for protection. What do you think of that strategy?
I'm not a big fan of that.
Okay.
I'll tell you. In other words, you know, the body right now in 2021 is under severe assault. I mean, let's face it. I mean, the electromagnetics in the environment, the insecticides, the pesticides, the GMOs, I mean, the heavy metals, the fertilizers, I mean, the list goes on and on. I mean, how many, you know, attorney-type commercials are we seeing on TV about people being harmed in the environment? So, you know, going forward, I think the most important thing that we humans need to focus on is, you know, keeping our immune system in shape. Again, with healthy eating, targeted nutritional supplements, you know, things that we can do to really lighten the load of environmental toxicity, and that's the key. The environmental toxicity is overwhelming, and it's putting a stress on our autonomic nervous system, as well as our neuroendocrine system as well.
All right, we got to take a break, Dr. Sinatra, but when we come back, I want to discuss one of my favorite subjects, and I know it's one of yours as well, and that's earthing, the idea of taking advantage of the earth.
I love it.
We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. Dr. Steven Sinatra is with us. You're listening to The Bright Side. More with Dr. Sinatra right after this. Don't go away.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about health care. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Dr. Steven Sinatra, prolific author and cardiologist, board-certified cardiologist and psychotherapist. Is that right, Dr. Sinatra? You're a psychotherapist as well?
Yeah, that's right. I spent 2 years studying Fritz Perls Gestalt psychotherapy about three or four decades ago, and another 10 years of bioenergetic psychotherapy. So I got certified as a therapist.
Alexander Lowen, you know about his work?
Yeah. How did you know about Alexander Lowen? I studied with him for 3 years.
I was one of the students.
I was one of his last students. Amazing.
He's an amazing man. Have you ever done any work like Reiki and therapy stuff?
Oh yeah. Oh definitely.
That's awesome. And orgone energy, have you ever worked with that?
Oh, yeah. All energy work is good. In fact, one of my next books is on energy medicine. I mean, I can't wait. Energy medicine has been with us for the last few decades, but it's really the field of the future.
Well, you know, now we're understanding it, but Dr. Reich ended up dying in jail for, or I think he died in prison for his work. But speaking of energy, the most powerful source of energy next to the sun that we get to enjoy is the earth. And walking barefoot on the earth and electrons coming from there. Tell us a little bit about earthing and its implications for good health.
Yeah, I actually learned about earthing about 15 years ago. I was on an American College of Cardiology conference in California, and I met Clint Ober. And he told me his theory and hypothesis, and it really resonated with me because, you know, the heart is very sensitive. The heart and the brain, and actually the reproductive organs, are very sensitive to energy. So it made a lot of sense to me. And basically, whenever you put your bare feet on Mother Earth, you're absorbing what we call a Schumann resonance. Now, the Schumann resonance is basically the ohm. It's a 7.83 hertz.
Is it ohm?
It's an energy phenomenon, and it comes from lightning strikes, which are really focused around the equator. But you know, I'm here in Florida. We get a lot of lightning storms, and I'll tell you, one of my favorite things is to walk out after a lightning storm. I smell the ozone. I walk bare feet on either concrete or grass, and you absorb the Schumann resonance. So when lightning strikes the earth, there are gazillions and gazillions of electrons. It's like taking handfuls of antioxidants. When you put your bare feet on a nice moist surface, which has been struck by lightning, you know, miles and miles away, or walking on a seashore or in the surf, you're getting all these energetic components, whether the minerals from the surf or again, the electrons from the lightning strikes. And what happens, you absorb it through the K1 point of your foot, and it goes all the way into the back of your brain, you know, through the spinal
wow.
column, through those energy, energetic pathways. And it's absolutely amazing. The research we did, it shows that it reduces inflammation, it supports heart rate variability, and the most phenomenal research I ever did, I mean, this is the best research I ever did in my 50 years of being a doctor, is grounding in earth and thins the blood. And if you look
wow.
at today, our blood today is like red ketchup. I mean,
dirty blood. Dirty blood, I call it. I call it dirty blood.
It's awful blood.
Yeah.
It's just terrible red ketchup blood.
Yeah, red ketchup blood. I would say that's the core, that's probably the key reason for degenerative disease. Would you say all disease has a component of dirty blood, of clogged up blood?
Yeah, and heart disease is at the top of the iceberg. I mean, it's definitely there because, you know, we used to think of the Framingham risk factors years ago in cardiology, cigarette smoking, high cholesterol, high uric acid, high blood pressure, high blood sugar. You know, all these things, they have
dirty
a connection.
Blood.
They all thicken the blood.
They all
but now, you know, electromagnetics really thickens the blood. And when you put your bare feet on Mother Earth, you thin the blood. And that research, I got to tell you, was mind-blowing. But you know what, Ben? I couldn't get it published in a traditional cardiovascular journal here in the United States or abroad, despite the fact I was a reviewer for most of these journals.
Wow.
You know, they thought the theory was, you know, too way out, but now it's becoming mainstream. It's becoming, you know, awesome over the last 15 years.
Would you say it's a relationship between positive charges and negative charges, and the negative charges kind of allow the red blood cells to spread out?
Yes. We call it the zeta potential.
Yeah.
You know, think about cars stuck in New York City in a traffic jam. You know, very little energy between them. But then think about cars on the Autobahn in Germany that are passing one another at like 60 to 100 miles an hour.
Mm.
Well, we call that, you know, a repulsion of forces. And that's what happens with earthing and grounding. You get this an increased zeta potential. In other words, the red blood cells in your circulation repel one another instead of sticking to one another. When they stick to one another, this causes clumpy blood. And listen, you don't want clumpy blood in your brain, or you don't want it in your heart, or that's a heart attack or a stroke. And I'll tell you, being an invasive cardiologist that I've done thousands of angiograms, Ben, one of the things that used to bother me the most, especially in people in their 30s and 40s, is I do an angiogram following a heart attack, and all of a sudden they would have normal coronary arteries. Now think about that. They would have wide open pipes, normal coronaries. What happened to these poor individuals is that they clotted blood inside their coronary vasculature, and after 6 or 8 weeks, you know, the blood recanalized. In other words, there wasn't a calcified plaque. There were normal coronaries. So sticky blood, red ketchup blood, is a real phenomena in the 21st century.
What about quality food and electrons, or quality food and negative charges?
Oh, I like that. I mean, any quality food you bring to the table. I mean, look at these nitric oxide supporting foods, like migratory salmon, for example. Lots of nitric oxide. Kale, one of the best foods for nitric oxide. Beets. You know, I think these I call them high vibrational foods. I mean, you've heard about the lycopene sulforaphane connection as a pharmacist. Have you ever heard about this before?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Tell us about it.
It's amazing. You know, I had a family member develop breast cancer, you know, a young woman. And I researched the literature about a dozen years ago, and I came across the lycopene connection with the sulforaphane. And basically what it means is whenever you eat broccoli, which contains the bioflavonoid sulforaphane, and when you eat tomatoes or tomato sauce containing, you know, the carotenoid lycopene, you get a synergistic response. In other words, instead of 2 plus 2 equaling 4, you get like 2 plus 2 maybe going to 100. And what we found, what the literature attests to, is that the lycopene sulforaphane combination, and I'm writing about it in a textbook of cardiology that's coming out in 2022, but basically, not only does it help to suppress breast cancer in a female, but prostate cancer in a male. So it's kind of interesting, you know, and again, these phytonutrients also protect against the oxidation of LDL, and that's where lycopene comes in. So I tell everybody, if you're ever going to have tomato sauce or marinara sauce, have some good organic broccoli at the same time, because you get a lot of phytonutrient support.
What is the exact, is there an electronic or biochemical relationship between lycopene based on the structures and sulforaphane?
I don't know the answer. answer to that one. I mean, there probably is if we take it down to the electron level. The only thing I know is basically it's a bioflavonoid-carotenoid interaction.
I'm going to have to look into that. And that gets me to another subject I want to discuss with you. First of all, have you heard of fulvic minerals? Are you familiar with fulvic
plant
or minerals?
Yeah. I like fulvic minerals. They're really good for you.
Okay, good. So, and I've been working with them for a lot of years, fulvic minerals. So you have a book, a very interesting title, called The Fast Food Diet. Tell us about that and how that relates to what you're talking about with good quality food and electron-rich food.
That was an interesting situation I looked at years ago, because so many Americans eat fast food. It's unbelievable. And around the time of fast foods, because trans fats were in the mix, and a lot of saturated fats and some toxic fats from animals given insecticides and pesticides, et cetera, I said, you know, instead of fighting people on fast foods, I decided to join them. And what I did, this is amazing, and I wrote this with Jim Punkry, but what I did is I visited all these fast food restaurants, and I tried to find fast food alternatives, because if you can't convince people to eat organic foods, et cetera, at least let them, if they're going to go to fast food restaurants, try to point out different quality fast foods that are good for you. And that's what the fast food diet was really, or that fast food book was really based upon. Because again, you can't fight them, you got to join them, because so many Americans go to fast food restaurants. So, you know, like if you got a baked potato, for example, with chives, and you put a little chili on it with a lot of beans and a lot of fiber. And remember, a baked potato, even though it contains a lot of sugar and carbohydrate, what's really good about a baked potato, it contains vital sources of potassium. So if you mix it with chili and beans with high fiber, you know, you can create these little meals at fast food restaurants that aren't, you know, they're not bad for you. In fact, they even could be good for you. But you have to be selective, and you have to be productive without being self-destructive at the same time. So that's why I decided to write The Fast Food Diet.
Doctors, there's so much more I want to talk to you about. I hope you'll come back on, Dr. Sinatra. You got tons of great information.
Love to.
Thank you so much, Dr. Steven Sinatra. Just your wealth of information. I love listening to you speak. Thanks so much, Dr. Sinatra. Have a great day.
Thank you, Ben. We'll see
you. Good to talk to you. That was Dr. Steven Sinatra, prolific author and just absolute medical genius. We'll have him back on the program for sure. Dr. Steven Sinatra, thank you so much for being on The Bright Side, and that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. And the B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ.
They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.